FEMA already denied assistance for the tornadoes in May, but has granted some funding for the earthquake, Hurricane Irene, and Tropical Storm Lee. Virginia Department of Emergency Management Director Michael Klein told the Senate Finance Committee that the earthquake alone caused $14 million in damage.
We're optimistic that we're going to receive a federal declaration for individual assistance, but that is critical. The federal government will provide, under a grant program, up to $30,000 toward those repairs if it will get people back in the house. A Small Business Administration declaration comes along with that IA declaration, and that provides low interest loans of up to $240,000 for homeowners and $40,000 for renters and $2 million for businesses.
But Klein says it remains to be seen if FEMA will provide funds for other claims. He said some state costs were mitigated because, for the first time, the primary flooding areas had flood insurance. Additional damages include $87 million to private property, $130 million to agriculture, and $52 million in local government costs. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.